This is a practice of Yoga Nidra to facilitate sleeping. And one thing that's very important while you're doing this is to be really comfortable, preferably to be in bed, so that whenever you're ready, you can just drift off to sleep. So, hopefully, you'll have this recording on some MP3 type of player, something like that. And you can have it next to your bed or listen on earphones. And you can feel, as you settle yourself, that you've got good support from your pillows and the bolster or whatever you're using, that you're nicely covered by your duvet, blankets, sheets, whatever you use as bed coverings right now, that the lighting in the room is just as it should be, preferably. There should be little or no light. And feel that you have a reasonable chance of being undisturbed. So, take your time and get really, really comfortable, because in this practice of Yoga Nidra, what will happen is that I'll talk and you can listen. And I'd say it's more important that you listen to the sound of my voice, which can be a companion to you during the practice, rather than paying close attention and being very attentive to the words, to the actual words which I'm saying. You can use this practice as something that helps you drift off to sleep. There are many things that can happen during the practice of Yoga Nidra. And one of the things that people really, really enjoy is that at the beginning, the body becomes very comfortable, very relaxed. Through a guided rotation around the body, which is actually a form of progressive relaxation. It's very simple. And during this practice, we'll do it twice. And the second time, you can, if you like, repeat the name of each part to yourself. So you learn the sequence over time, so you can aid yourself in going to sleep yourself, rather than simply having to listen all of the time. You can do either, of course. So, just notice the position. In which your body is lying. Some people who do yoga lie in a pose called Shavasana. where they're lying on their back and the arms are away from the sides of the body and the palms are face up and the feet are a little apart with the toes falling outwards. You can do this if that feels comfortable, but you don't need to. You know, some people lie on their side, right side, or left side. Some people have a pillow or a bolster between their knees. Some people lie on their tummies. And probably one of the most important things in going to sleep is being in the position when you're ready to go to sleep that you spend most of the night sleeping in. So make whatever adjustments you need to during the practice, rather than paying close attention. Feel really comfortable and be aware of the body. Be aware of the body becoming more and more still and comfortably quiet, more comfortable, as it doesn't have to do anything except breathe and be. And so at the same time, notice the breath. Notice how the body moves, the torso moving. As the breath comes in and goes out, the way that the chest, that the ribcage expands on the inhale and draws back on the exhale, the way the abdomen moves, the navel, for example, moving away from the spine on the in-breath, then drawing back toward it on the out-breath. Sometimes people hear the sound of their breath, a soft, sighing sound coming from the back of the throat or the base of the throat, a soft and gentle sound, as soft and gentle as a sigh. And if you hear your own breath, it can be a very soothing thing. Some people practice a form of yogic breathing or pranayama called Ujjayi. It's known as the breath of victory. And if you're interested, this is a similar thing. A sighing breath. It's very relaxing if it's done properly. It's no effort. If you can sigh or you can yawn, you can even have a bit of a yawn now if you like. Have a big yawn. Maybe do that a couple of times. Feels good. Watch it happening. And that's the form of Vijayi, if you like. And you can let something similar happen, or just watch it happening anyway. I'm going to name the different parts of the body as I do so. All that you need to do is to be aware of that part. You don't need to move it. You don't need to tense and release it. You don't need to stretch it. You don't need to make any effort for that part of the body to become more relaxed. Simply be aware of it. You might imagine it. You might see it in your mind's eye. You might feel that part of the body becoming really comfortable in some way. You might even repeat the name of that part to yourself after you hear it being mentioned. But the important thing is not to make effort, just to enjoy the experience of being in Yoga Nidra. Well, it's a pun. Nidra means sleep. It's the sleep of the yogis. And the idea is that the body and mind become very rested, but there is still some awareness. And as you gently drift off, it's good to know that it can also be used as a way to gently gain entry to sleep, gently, without anxiety. So just notice the different sensations in each of the different parts of the body. Begin on the right side with the right hand thumb. The right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together. Palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front right thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together, and the whole right side, whole right side, all the way through. The left side now, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front, left thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together, whole left side, all the way through, whole right arm, whole left arm, both arms together, whole right leg, whole left leg, both legs together, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, length of spine, small of back, middle back, upper back, all of back, back of neck, back of head, top of head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between eyebrows, right eyelids, eyelashes, left eyelids, eyelashes, nose, tip of nose, right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, upper lip, lower lip, lips together, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of chest, left side of chest, center of chest, rib cage, diaphragm, navel, abdomen, groin, the whole body, whole body, whole body, all the way through. In a few moments, when you hear the sound of a gonging, which will happen 3 times, you can feel each time you hear this that you're just gently letting go of that grip on every day, letting go of being awake, letting it slip away just a little bit more and more with each gong. You can feel that more and more feeling safe, snug as a bug in a rug in your bed. Safe and sound, and hear this sound. Maybe, well, on the way to sleeping soundly. Each time you repeat the process of this progressive relaxation, as you go to sleep or drift away, or you sink into sleep or float off to sleep a little more. Each time you do this, so as you do this and follow the rotation, as you hear it, the sound of the rotation and the echo of the rotation as your mind repeats it, can safely and smoothly sink down a level deeper and deeper. And if you repeat the name or hear the name of each part, or imagine it in your own way, feeling it, seeing it, or in some other way that takes you down another level also. So appreciate each part, relaxing into greater comfort towards sleep. Bit by bit, part by part, the right side, right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front right thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, right, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, toes together, whole right side, left side, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front left thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, toes together, left side, whole left side, whole right arm, whole left arm, whole right leg, whole left leg, length of spine, small of back, middle back, upper back, all of back, back of neck, back of head, top of head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between eyebrows, right eye, left eye, nose, tip of nose, right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, upper lip, lower lip, lips together, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of chest, left side of chest, center of chest, rib cage, diaphragm, navel, abdomen, groin, the whole body. Whole body, whole body, traveling through the night, sleep well, sleep well. Sleep well.